The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Midos Daf Lamed Hei. The Mishnah is on this Daf, Perek Beis Mishnah Hei, talks about the Ezras Noshim, the part of the Beis HaMikdosh, the Hazorah, that's called the part where ladies, where Ezras Noshim, where ladies go. This part of the Beis HaMikdosh, the Mishnah says, was originally flat, originally had no balcony. However, later on, they added to it a balcony. The Lashon HaMishnah is, Chaloka Hoysad B'Roisha, at first it was flat, Roisha is like Rishayna. At the beginning it was flat, v'kifua kitzoytzera, and then they surrounded it later on, they surrounded kitzoytzera, it's like the word gizustera. They put a balcony there, and the reason was, for hanoshim royiz melmalin v'hanoshim melmaton. When they came to Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, and the woman would come to see, the woman would be looking from above, and the men would be watching the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva from below. And they did this, Kedesh Lo Yehu Ma'aravin. They did this in order that the men and women should not be mixed. The Gemara in Masechta Sukkah discusses this more. The Gemara there has a braisa, that at the beginning, they first had the women sit on the inside and the men on the outside. I'm not sure exactly how that was set up. And there was too much kalas yoish, there was too much mixing of the men and the women. So they made a takana, the men should be on the inside, and the women on the outside. And with that, they were able to minimize the kalas rosh. But this takana also did not work. This takana also, nevertheless, despite it, there was still kalas rosh. And therefore, iskinu, they made a takana, shehu noshim rosh v'smamal v'anoshim l'mato. So therefore, they made a takana that the woman should be above and the men should be below. And the Gemara asks, and this b'raiso, how could they make a takana to add a balcony to the Beis HaMikdosh? We are not allowed to add anything to the binyan of the Beis HaMikdosh. And then the Gemara answers that they had a pasuk that they darshined, that they're able to make a hafrod between men and women. It's a pasuk that speaks about the hesped that will be lost love, a pasuk in Zechariah. The Gemara says, the Madach, when the time of hesped, when the Yetzirah is not ruling over a person, we have to have men and women separate. Certainly, when it's a time of happiness, certainly then we have to keep the men and women separately. And because of that, they built a balcony in the Beis HaMikdosh so that the men and women should be separate. As we've said in many shiurim throughout Kachim, unfortunately we are not zoicha in today's day to have a Beis HaMikdosh. But we have other things, other halakhic things that are in some ways comparable to the Beis HaMikdosh, and have Makom Kodesh and have halachis that are similar to the Beis HaMikdosh. Here as well, this Mishnah serves as the source for the concept that we know that every shul has a woman section called the Ezras Noshim. And from here we learn that a shul has to have a separate part and even a mechitza, a divider, between the men and the women so that they shouldn't come to Kalas Rosh the same way in the Beis HaMikdosh. They had to separate the men and the women. So too in the shul, we must separate the men and the women. The big question, and Moshe Feinstein actually says, he says it's very possible that it's a d'oraisa d'ka halacha. It seems that it is a d'oraisa d'ka halacha. And he says, even if you say, he says, possibly somebody may say that it's only a d'oraisa d'ka halacha in the Beis HaMikdosh. since the Beis HaMikdash is more heilig, since over there it says Mikdash Tiro, so maybe specifically over there it's a Dairaizu de Kaloch to have a Mechitu, to have a separation from between the man and woman. But perhaps in a shul, which is less heilig than the Beis HaMikdash, perhaps there it's not Midairaizu. And he refutes this because he says the source of that, that we have to divide the men and the women with the mechitza, is from the hesped that's lost the love. And there, it's not a makim kedusha at all. So how could the Gemara, how could they learn of the Raisa de Kahalacha to the Beis HaMikdash if by the case of the hesped it wasn't the Raisa? So how would the Gemara be able to learn from a case of a hesped which is not Dairaisa to the Beis HaMikdash that it should be Dairaisa? It must be that by the case of the hesped, Laas Lavoi, it is a Dairaisa to have a separation between the man and the woman. And just like over there it's Dairaisa, so too in the Beis HaMikdash it's Dairaisa. And if so, and if by a hesped it's Dairaisa, so then Hu Adin and Koshke and even a shul, where it's a Makim Kaddish, that it's also Dairaisa. From a hesped to Beis HaMikdash and everything in between, it's a dairaiso to have a mechitzo. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, it's not only a halacha, min ha-Torah even, to have a mechitzo by a shul, but even by all men and women gatherings, we must have a separation between the men and the women. The biggest question that's discussed in the Paiskim is, what is the size? How high does the mechitzo have to be? So Reb Moshe famously has a tshuva in Igros Moshe, Yerachaim, Chelik Aleph, Simen Lamed Tes, and he has a few following tshuvas also discussing the height of the mechitza and other halachas of the mechitza. He says that the idea of the mechitza is not to block that the men should not be able to see the woman at all. And he explains, it can't be that the idea of the mechitza, the obligation of the mechitza, is to have something that the men will not be able to see the woman at all. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, what was going on was the women were looking from above at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So they obviously had an opening which was from where they were able to see the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So there was no full wall blocking that they couldn't see. So just like they were able to see down, the men could see up. And also, additionally, it doesn't say there was no wall. It doesn't say that there was a wall that they built to block the ladies. It's clear that, and just like when they were below, they were able to see. The women were able to see the men. There was no wall division between the men and the woman. So too, when they were above, also they were able to see the men were able to see the women were able to see the men, and that's not an issue. The obligation of a mechitza does not obligate to put a separation, to put a type of mechitza in which the men cannot see the woman. What is the purpose? What is, yes, the purpose of the mechitza? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, the purpose of the mechitza is in order that there shouldn't be a mix from the men to the woman. There shouldn't be a kalis roish. In other words, it shouldn't be that men should be schmoozing with women, and it shouldn't be that men are able to touch, the men and women are able to touch each other. And as such, says Rav Moshe, therefore, since that's the purpose of the mechitza, it's sufficient that the mechitza should be shoulder height. And therefore, he learns out of the Gemaris that shoulder height is 18 tfachim, and therefore a mechitza has to be 18 tfachim. And he says, even though we can see the heads, even if the mechitza is only 18 tefachim high, we'll be able to see the heads of the woman, it will still block them from coming to Kalas Rosh. He says, if people who are machmir to make the mechitza higher in a way that we won't be able to see even the heads of a woman, tavay aleihem biracha, that's for sure, certainly more recommendable, it's for sure better. And especially since sometimes women are not fully tzniusly dressed, they're not covering their hair perhaps, and therefore, certainly it's recommendable to have a mechitza to full height of people, but if it's shoulder height, if it's already 18 tefachim, then you don't have to be moicha. But less than 18 tefachim, it's certainly aser, and a person has to be moicha b'chol ha'toikif. As is famously known, that unfortunately, in many shuls, the first thing that the shuls that went off the derech, achmona litzlan, the first thing that they did was that they lowered the mechitza, they made mechitza lower, or they took away the mechitza. That was the first step of them going away from Yiddishkeit. It shows how important it is to have the mechitza and how focal it is in Yiddishkeit. However, despite this entire tshuva of Moshe, many other poskim disagreed with Moshe. Famously, the Divrei Yoyo, the Satmar Rebbe, that is, in Or Chaim Siman Yod, he goes very strongly that a mechitza has to be in a way that we cannot see the woman at all. And his raya is because the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah is one of his raya. Is that the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis in Sukkah, Perakei Mishnah Beis, and the Tosfos Yom Tov as well, they say that this balcony was in order that the men should not be able to see the woman. So if it's in order that the men should not be able to see the woman, it has to be that it blocks the entire height of woman. So the truth is that Moshe Feinstein also, he knew about this Pirush HaMishnayis LaRambam. And in his tshuva, he brings down this Pirush HaMishnayis LaRambam. And he says that the Hechrich, even though the Rambam says the words in order that the men should not look at the woman, he doesn't mean that they should not be able to see them at all because perhaps they're dressed not tzniyistic. He says it must be that he means that they are now going to mix together, that they shouldn't be schmoozing together. They shouldn't be seeing them in a way that they're going to schmooze together or that they'll touch each other v'chulu. Because, like he proved, behechrich, the woman were able to see the men. If the woman could see the men, then the men could see the woman. So obviously it was built in a way, and also there was no walls, there was no full walls blocking, and therefore certainly the men were able to see the woman, without question, says Reb Moshe. And therefore, despite the fact that Moshe knew about this Pirush HaMishnayis LaRambam, nevertheless, Moshe still said his psak. On the other hand, the Satmar Rebbe has a whole long tshuva with Rayas, and he says, no, the mechitza must be full height. The Satmar Rebbe adds that even if you'll say that there's no proof from the Gemara, Mishnayis, Gemara, Rambam, even if there's no proof that the mechitza has to be full height of people, nevertheless, since that's the minig, there would be a isar of a neder for people who change the mechitza to make it lower than that. Since the minig was to make the mechitza full height, so changing from that is like violating a neder. A minig becomes like a neder. A minig for a dvar mitzvah is a neder, and changing that is being poured together and is a violation of a neder. And even though you'll say that maybe that minig was only back in Europe, but in America, the minig became otherwise. There was never such an established minig in America. So he doesn't like that either. He says the establishment in America was not done through Gedolei Torah, and the minhagim and minhagi buros, and therefore everybody's obligated to follow the minhagim of the lands where they came from, and therefore, even in America, says the Satmar Rebbe, the mechitza must be the full height of people. Now when, however we will go to accept how high a mechitza has to be, so certainly followers of the Satmar Rebbe, Hasidim, follow that mehalich. Litvisha, certainly those that can want to have the mechitza higher, because even their Moshe praises a mechitza that's higher. And the question is, when people are davening in a shul that's not theirs, and are they allowed to daven in a shul that has a mechitza that's only the height of the way Reb Moshe says in his tshuva? And so those that follow Rav Moshe, those that don't follow Rav Moshe, but to understand better, it's not just a question of how high a person should build the mechitza. When a shul is there without a mechitza high enough, there's a Sefer Leva Ivri, he brings down the psak of more than 70 Rabbanim, of those that were in the time of Ibshleim Gansfri, that's the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that he lived in the times of the Chassam Sofer, many years ago. The Meram Ash, the Ibshleim Gansfri, 70 Poiskim together with them, 70 Rabbanim, they all said, it's also to make a mechitza. They actually said it's also to make a mechitza in a way that it's possible for men to see woman. It cannot be lower than the full height of woman. And if it's made in any other way, they said it's usur to enter the shul. You're not allowed to go into such a shul. So it's not just a question of how to build it, but it could also be a question of even going into the shul where they have a mechitza that is lower than the appropriate height. And a final point, it's worth mentioning the Chassam Sof. The Chassam Sof writes in a tshuva that he says, we believe that any tefillah or praise or thanks that we do to Hashem, if it's mixed in with that tefillah, with that praise to Hashem, with that thanks to Hashem, a machshava, a thought that's inappropriate, so the tefillah or the thanks to Hashem will now go up in front of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to the place, to the height of where it's supposed to go. It will not be accepted by Ratzon in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu if it's mixed together with inappropriate thoughts. And he says that's the importance of having a mechitza and separation between men and women in a shul. In order that people should be far removed from having any hearer when they daven, and chas v'shalom, we don't want any tefillah to be pushed away because there are some improper thoughts mixed in. So that because of that, we're very careful with having a mechitza when it comes to shul. However, as we said before, even this halacha of mechitza is not only to shul, it's by all gatherings. And as Rav Moshe says, that it's since the mekoyer is from the hesped of l'asa lavoi, so it must be, it's not only by a shul, it must be, it's by all gatherings of men and women together. This concludes this shir.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.